This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you. Richard, Mark here. I know you monitor this voicemail. I noticed a dent in your car's rear bumper. I did not hit your car. As God is my witness. And if anyone uses that expression, make sure they're not an atheist.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. So the Rockford bit, that was a true story in that I always used to park behind Richard's car, and I would inch very close because of the clearance in the back. And one time, there was a ding in his rear bumper. Not by me. Not by me. Today's guest, Mr. Leak Detector, urologist Gary Fuller from Acme Detection. Oh, no, he's not a urologist. He's a contractor plumber. He finds water leaks and many other type of things in your property. He's coming up in the second segment. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, but as I've been doing for the past 116 weeks, in addition to telling you how many number of pendings there are at the end of the week, I will tell you the median price of said pendings, and we're going to see if that means anything for the future. This is for the week ending July 10th, 2026. 80 pending listings, single-family homes. Last week was 83, 91, 94, 85, 85, 84, 87, 82. So clustering around that, a ways back, it was 77, but then we were in the 90s. For several weeks in a row. And I think that helps to see why year to date, we're averaging 18.29 sales per week. Last year at this time, it was 17.18. Year before that, 15. Year before that, 18. Now in 2022, for this week ending, what number is it? The 28th week of the year. In 2022, it was 19.3 sales per week. But 2022 ended up for the year at 17.35 sales per week. Now in 2023 and 2024, the number of sales per week basically remained the same for the year end. In 2025, I mentioned last year, year to date, it was 17.18 sales per week. And went up to 17.6 sales per week. Not much of a bump. So we're at 18.29 sales per week. Let's see if we go up or not. You'll have to remember this show from when we're on December 31st. Now, the median price year-to-date, $2.2 million. It's been there for a couple of weeks. 3 weeks ago, it was $2,227,000. Now, this is despite the fact that the pending median price has been high. So now we did have some weeks where it was a little low, 2.2, but for the most part, and then there was 2,185,000 going back a few weeks. But for the most part, the median price was over 2.2, 2.3, even higher. So I'm a little confused as to why the year-to-date median price is only 2.2. But let's see where that needle moves, shall we? Got nothing else better to do. So 2.2 is year to date. Now, last year, the insane 2.6 million helped by Montecito's $6.5 million median price with 93 sales. And Montecito only this year, 75 sales with a median price of $5,650,000. So that's one reason why we're not at 2.6 million. That was on fire. And the 75 sales in Montecito is a good number, not as high as 93 last year, but higher than 2024's 73 and higher than 2023's 67. And even when I looked at without Montecito and Hope Ranch, the median price is down. So I'm not trying to say it's all because of Montecito, but the 2.6 was a bell ringer. Year before it was 2,270,000, and the year before that 2,225,000, and the year before that 2.3 million. So our 2.2 million is definitely on the low side, But the median price for those years that I just mentioned did go down. And mention often the 3 years, 22, 23, and 24, the median price was pretty level in the, 2.2, 2 million, 2.25 range. So let's see where this year goes. I, for some reason, think it's going to go up. But you know what? I've never actually tried to, forecast. And I'm just basing this on the pending median price. So we're going to see what that means, if anything. Also, took a look at the median days on market year to date. And looking back, I went back to 2023. And so going forward for those 4 years, on the 28th week of the year, going back starting with 2023, the median days on market was 10, then 11, then 15, then 16 this year. Now, still, 16 median days on market is fast. So it's not as if, things are staggered, stagnating on the market. Now, it happens that I took a look at for the weekly stats for the open escrows. It was actually 32 days on market was the median price for those 17 open escrows for just 1 week. And also the sold listings, 22 sold listings, and that was 26 days on market. So both weeks happen to be a little bit higher than the average. Than the smarter than the average bear, as I used to watch. My whole life was guided by television. Thankfully, what's his face is still alive. Just turned 100. Mel Brooks, who helped write my early favorite show, Get Smart. Ran into a Don Adams stand-up, might have been on the Steve Allen show from the 1950s, and he sounded very different, but a few of his bit routines, you saw the character Maxwell Smart come out. They did a remake of that with Steve Carell, who kind of resembled Don Adams, and I wish he would have just really copied him more. But what does that have to do with year-to-date sales in Santa Barbara? Not much. Okay, so I mentioned now the number of sales up 6.4% year-to-date over last year. Last year was up 14%, the number of sales compared to the year before. And the year before that, it was up 13.7%. However, in 2023, number of sales were down 31%. So that's all she wrote, as Guy Fieri likes to say on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. The guy puts in 100 ingredients and finally he says, "Oh, so that's all she wrote. Isn't that enough?" I don't know who's writing all this. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest is urologist Gary Fuller from Acme Leak Detection. Actually, the name of his company is Acme Detection, should be Acme Leak Detection. He's not a urologist, he's a contractor plumber. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.